Most of the 60 or so people who came to the Sohi Auditorium Thursday night were current 8th graders and their parents wondering how to plan for next fall.
At what point isn't the consolidation an option? I mean, is there any number that we could receive that this does not happen?
What measures are being put in place to make sure that students are learning at a certain level? My concern is the students' ability to learn, to be able to thrive in a larger population.
Has there been any discussion about closing Skyview instead and moving the middle school into what's now the 9th grade building so that all three of the schools are close together and those kids aren't being bussed out of town?
Knowing what we're looking at for the coming years, what action do you recommend parents take so that we can help you to ensure that our children are getting the best possible education?
We're going to stick a pin in that last question because it had a pretty definitive answer. Other answers, though, weren't so definitive. There are a lot of moving parts to shuttering Soldotna Prep, which also houses students in River City Academy along with special needs students, and integrating them back into the high school. But it could represent a savings in excess of $600,000, or roughly 6 full-time teaching positions. Soldotna Prep principal Kurt Schmidt said one of the goals in consolidation would be continued class offerings that might go away if staff were cut in order to keep the building open.
The other thing that would be something really hard that we would lose over there in a best case scenario is our intervention program. Right now we're able to work with our most needy kids, the ones who are struggling the most. You know, they do well, they pass classes with those supports. Just that extra piece of humanized, watching them, supporting them, guiding them through that, that's kind of would be our best case scenario lost. And we've operated without that before, but not with the kind of results we have where we get nearly 90% of our students to be on track to graduate.
Sohi Principal Tony Graham said under the best case scenario for his building, they'll still lose at least one teacher and be looking at increased class sizes, but potentially fewer class offerings. Now, some of that has to do with declining enrollment. It's not all because of the budget, but consolidation might be a way to keep offering courses beyond just the basics.
It's something I'm really happy to do, actually. And the reason why I'm happy to do that, and we give up staffing to do that, is so that Our freshmen come to us as a well-rounded student. I don't want that to be where, well, you get your 4 core and a PE and a geography and a health and that's all you get or whatever it might be. I want them to be able to have offerings such as welding, construction, Spanish, foods, the things that kind of make school fun for a lot of kids. And so when we start talking of PTR increases, it really restricts me to be able to offer the courses just for my students as well as the freshmen.
It's likely there will be more public meetings before any final decision is made, but school board member Dan Castamore said given a range of a lot of bad options for the district to choose from, this one is more appealing than closing the only school in an Anchor Point or a Moose Pass.
If we do this, it means district-wide we'll be able to fire less people. It means we'll be able to try and keep our class sizes low across the board. So when I look at this decision, It's pretty simple. The reason that they're fast-tracking it is because we're not closing the only school in a community here. You know, the impact to our students here is they're going to get dropped off a couple blocks away, or they're going to take a bus a little bit farther. It's not anywhere near as severe, and that's not to say that I don't appreciate the feedback, and I do, and I get it, and I get it's difficult, and it's a different change. But like I said, when I look at this discussion, it's pretty simple, because when I look at all the other options that I have, they're a whole lot worse.
Now, getting back to that question from the beginning of the story, what can parents do? Assistant Superintendent John O'Brien had a clear answer.
Some parents sitting here tonight are a little blindsided or feel that they've been blindsided by the decision. What action do you recommend parents take so that we can help you to ensure that our children are getting the best possible education?
Well, it happens every November. It's called elections. You know, I hate to be crass. Looking back to last November, in my opinion, in terms of representatives who are going to stand up for education, borough assembly members that are going to stand up for education, governor that's going to stand up for education, we are reaping the results of last November's election. So in the long term, do your homework when it comes to elections in terms of what our representative what their stands are on supporting education or not supporting education.
In the short term, O'Brien suggested continued calls to legislators. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.